Hi, this is John Beek, and today we're talking with Tim H., a longtime sober guy in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, and most important for our discussion is the gift or the tool of meditation that is provided, is encouraged, and is not necessarily practiced a lot. So, with that being said, thank you, Tim. I absolutely appreciate your willingness to do that, and if you would kind of share your story with the meditation and the sobriety thing, and sure, however you'd like to do it.
Sure. Well, thanks, John. It's good to be here, and I appreciate you asking me. Like I said, I just celebrated 36 years sober this month. And I was looking back on this whole journey with meditation. Like a lot of people, you know, it kind of eluded me for many, many years in Alcoholics Anonymous. I mean, like a lot of people, I saw prayer, and that's basically where I stopped, and because I didn't really understand what meditation was. And so probably the first 20 years almost of my sobriety, you know, I was more into prayer than certainly meditation. You know, and then a thing happened. Interestingly enough, I had a sponsee who got it when I sponsored about that time, who really got into the whole meditation thing. And I mean, in terms of going and having some instruction and studying, and he kind of drugged me into it. And I actually took a course at the Spirit and Earth Center over on Newburgh Road with Father Joe. And so it gave me the basics, the mechanics of what meditation was all about. But you know, I think the thing about meditation, for me, and I think a lot of people, was, you know, when we come in, they say, you know, you have to have a desire to stop drinking. I think meditation, you have to have a desire to find a higher consciousness. And I think a lot of people never really get there. What I'm saying is, my old sponsor, Don used to say there was 95% of the people that come in AA and they get sober, they get a home group, and they sponsor a couple people, and that's good enough for them. He said, but you know, there's 5% of the people in AA who want it all. And what he basically said is that if you really want it all, those last three steps, you know, 10, 11, and 12, you can take those as far as you desire to go. And if you have an urge to move to a higher consciousness, move to the upper room, something in you there's a spirit that you want more, then that's kind of the bottom line, or sets the stage for accepting meditation. I mean, until I wanted that, until I wanted the higher consciousness, meditation made no sense. All right, I would just be quiet and think about the same old earthly things I always thought about. But if I was seeking a more connection with, you know, my God of my understanding, and I really wanted that and desired that, then it gave me the basis, I think, to truly learn what meditation is. And, you know, the other thing I would share with you, John, is that, and it kind of led to what happened this past year, was that for me, to truly get into the atmosphere and environment of meditation, I had to do some reading to reprogram my mind and put some stuff in my mind that the meditation could kind of flow off of. And so I started reading a lot of spiritual readers, like, you know, Father Richard Rohr, Mother Teresa, a lot of people that we've admired who took the spiritual journey. And what I'm saying is, you kind of set the stage by putting, I always talk about garbage in and garbage out.
All right.
When I started putting more of that stuff into my mind, then it was able for me to connect in my meditative state with a lot of the things I read there. And then, you know, adding writing to that. So what became valuable to me was that I started to do a lot of writing around the meditations, especially the readings that I had read, which, you know, a couple of years ago led to me actually writing a book that's a meditation book that is a daily reader. And really that came out of just, you know, finding particular quotes in my reading that really struck home with me, and then kind of constructing my own thoughts about that. And so I guess what I'm saying is, I found meditation was more than what I ever thought it was, which is just sitting there in silence and waiting for God to find you. So my meditation process today encompasses not only my quiet time and meditation in the morning, but reading and writing to supplement, you know, that process. Because it creates that way in a total environment within, you know, within me that really helps me to connect to the higher consciousness. And I say that because, you know, the name of my book was The Last Quarter. And where that came from was, as I got to be 75 years old, all right, I was being overwhelmed by this whole idea of getting old, of listening to people. Everybody you talk to is either sick or they're dying. And, you know, and so this whole thing about, you know, the negativity of the diminishments of old age. And so I really wanted to heighten, you know, my awareness of the last quarter of my life, but also the basic awareness was to have a greater awakening, a connection, you know, to the power greater than myself, which our 11th step says is, you know, creating a greater conscious contact with God. And so, you know, that's kind of where I've gotten with it. Now it's become the most important part of my program this last 15 years, and especially the last 5 years. And I think there's something about getting older, period, and being in AA for a long, long time. Because I think we all get to the point, is this all there is, you know?
Several times, yes.
Is this all there is? And yeah. The thing is, no, it's not all there is. In fact, you can take that 11th step, and you can take it as far as you want to go. In other words, there's no limit. There's no cap on it. And that's why I've come to understand why they put that 11th step in there. Because as you know, Bill Wilson fought all of his life that with that whole process of there just wasn't enough, and he went through depression. He was always looking for the higher ground, and I really understand that. And you know, people who get there to the 11th step and understand truly what meditation is, it's such an exciting journey because you are moving out of just the basic consciousness of our world to seeking a higher consciousness. And not that I can stay there all the time, but it certainly is nice. And the thing for me is that there is more to, you know, and meditation offers that open-ended, you know, situation to keep your spiritual journey going and keep the growth within your spirit growing. And, you know, so that's kind of been my journey with it. And like I say, I went for 20 years probably with little thought about meditation, and probably the last, you know, 16 years, it's become the most important thing in my program.
Yeah, I know in my own journey, I was introduced to it early on because of the consequences of what I now call inappropriate action type situation. And meditation, like you, I'm a person who needs to know the background. What's the why behind all these kinds of things? And the meditative practice is ones that there really isn't a why. There isn't a finite. There's this continuation, and some periods of meditation will be very insightful. All the veils get lifted, and you, right. You really go like whoa kind of situation. And then much of the time is the usual and customary, you know, the usual and customary from that side of the fence. So, excellent. I didn't realize the nature of your book, and that is very cool. And throw a little bit of a blurb in there. Amazon, or can we get it?
Yeah, you can get it. Really, Amazon is probably the most frequent one.
Frequent like
this? You can get it in hardback. You can get it online through Kindle. But, you know, all of the major book outlets, you know, carry it. Yeah. So you can just go online and find it. And you know, although the emphasis is the last quarter, I had people ask me, well, this is just for old people. So, well, let's think about that.
Yeah.
Do you know you're in the last quarter or not? None of us really know.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's more generic that, you know, even younger people will identify with some of the things we're talking about.
I got sober in Lexington, and one of the old timers over there was 1982, and one of the old timers over there, when I would start to get into the futuristic kind of scenario, et cetera, and he'd always smile, and he'd kind of sit there and say, "You keep assuming you're going to be around tomorrow."
Right.
And, you know, as you and I well know, you sit here and you watch them come and you watch them go. And it truly is a daily gift, you know, from this whole thing. So, good.
Great. It is.
Thank you very much. We'll go ahead and kind of shut the recording off.
Okay.
But thank you.
Great. You're welcome. Thanks for having me, John.
All right.